with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The massive winter storm slamming the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic is causing a travel nightmare.
Over 10,000 flights have been canceled through Tuesday, according to flight tracking service FlightAware. Many of the cancellations were at major hubs in Boston, New York, and Philadelphia. Baltimore and Washington area airports in Virginia were also seeing a significant number of cancellations. Amtrak has canceled over 30 trains scheduled for Monday on some of its busiest routes, including the Northeast Regional, Acela, and Keystone service.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. Nick Reiner, son of the slain couple Rob and Michelle Reiner, has made a court appearance in Los Angeles.
A plea of not guilty is entered on behalf of Mr. Reiner.
Nick Reiner is pleading not guilty in the killing of his parents, Rob Reiner and Michelle Singer Reiner. He appeared with a shaved head, wearing brown jail clothes, and not the suicide prevention smock he wore in his first court appearance. Reiner's parents, acclaimed Hollywood celebrities, were found dead inside their home with stab wounds on December 14th. D.A. Nathan Hochman spoke with reporters.
We take the process in which we determine whether or not the death penalty should be sought extremely seriously, and it goes through a very rigorous process.
I'm Jennifer King.
Economist Steve Moore is thankful President Trump is attacking the economic problems he inherited.
I think that's one of the things that Democrats forgot in Biden years, you know, when we had 9% inflation. Americans hate higher prices. I'm here to tell you, because my wife gets mad. She goes to the grocery store and she gets so angry about the price of beef and the price of, so many groceries. But did you know 86% of that increase in cost was under Biden, not Trump?
Moore made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 821 points. The Nasdaq plunged 258. This is SRN News. A conservative Methodist group is growing, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
It was launched 4 years ago as the United Methodist Church began to break apart over its embrace of gay marriage and homosexual ordination. Now the conservative Global Methodist Church counts more than 7,000 congregations around the world. A GMC spokesman tells the Christian Post that the milestone, quote, reflects the faithfulness of God and the willingness of his people to boldly follow the Holy Spirit's leading and God's call. Michael Harrington reporting.
The head of the Jewish Federations of North America has issued a warning. Speaking in Washington, D.C. this month, Eric Fingerhut said, "The state of the Jewish Union in America is strong, but it is being tested. We are worried about the real threats of violence and the growing acceptance of anti-Semitic rhetoric." Fingerhut is calling on Congress to take action. This is SRN News. EU leaders are condemning Hungary for blocking the EU's latest efforts to sanction Russia and aid Ukraine.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Kaja Kallas says ministers are now unlikely to agree on a 20th Russia sanctions package after Hungary says it would block the sanctions and a 90 billion euro loan to Ukraine after disruptions to a major pipeline. German Foreign Minister Johann Wahrenfuhl says he's astonished by the Hungarian position. He says, "I don't think it's right if Hungary betrays its own fight for freedom and European sovereignty," alluding to Hungary's role in the fall of communism in Europe in 1989. In addition to threatening to block a new package of EU sanctions against Russia, Budapest is stalling efforts to help Ukraine until Russian oil deliveries to Hungary resume. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.